Torah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and Siman Tov Resh Vav quotes a medrash that when the Sultan looks at Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur and he sees how they behave, he's so amazed. Ra Samoel, it says in the medrash, Lo Nimtza Chet B'Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim Ve'Omer Ribon HaOlam. He says, Ribon HaShalolam, Yesh Lucha Am Echad Ba'aretz K'Malachei Asharis. You have a Klal Yisrael, you have a people that are like Malachim. Ma malachim yechefe regel, af Yisrael yechefe regel. Just like malachim don't have shoes, they're barefoot. Klal Yisrael is also barefoot. Omdim al ragleim, Klal Yisrael stand in their place. Yom Kippur, they stand in the Shemona Esrei, and they stand in Tefillah. Ein bei machilu shtia, they don't eat on Yom Kippur, they don't drink. Nekiyim mikol chait, they're clean, they're free from any chait. Shalom beinayim, they're peaceful amongst each other. It's amazing. They're an amazing people. Even the Sultan has to admit that we're amazing. So the Medrash concludes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomei Edusa Min HaMekatrigim U'Mechaper Leh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears if even the Sultan has positive things to say about us, please Mechaper. He's Mechaper. Soleach U'moch, he's Mechaper for all of the Averis of Klal Yisrael. This Medrash is quoted LaHalacha by the Rosh at the end of Yuma. Rosh says that this is the source of the minig that we go to the mikveh before Yom Kippur. We go to the mikveh with Tovel. Nekiyim k'malachim. We want to be nekiyim. We want to be pure, just like malachim. To be tahorim, just like malachim. The Ramban Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Siman Tov Resh Yud writes that that's the basis of the minig. That we wear white. We're lovshim begodim levanim. We wear white clothing. Many wear a kittel. Even women wear white clothing. Men wear white ties and white yarmulkes. And so much white. We wear white. Why? A dugma of the malachi asharis. We want to be like malachim. We want to look like malachim. And the question is why? We're not malachim. We're not fooling ourselves. We're not malachim. We are b'nei Adam. We are human beings. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. We know the Torah is given to Basav Adam. It wasn't given to malachim. The Torah is uniquely suited to Basav Adam. All the mitzvahs of the Torah, the eating, the mitzvahs of eating and drinking, the mitzvahs that involve the guf, that's not relevant to malachim. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. We are Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be in this world. He created us to be in this world and to follow the Torah. He gave us the Torah. He didn't give it to the Malachim. So why is Yom Kippur different? Why suddenly Yom Kippur, we want to be like Malachim? We engage in this charade, if you will, right? There's like a play. We're masquerading as Malachim. We're dressing like Malachim. We're acting as Malachim. Why? Why is that of value? Why is that such a value? I think the answer is there's one thing Malachim do that is worthwhile to try to emulate. And that is what Chazal say, that Ein Malach Oseh Shtei Shlichiyos. A Malach only has one mission. He doesn't do two things. Right, we know this from Parshas Vayera, that three Malachim come to visit Avram Avinu. Why'd they come? Rashi explains, well, one Malach came to heal Avram from the Bris Milah, and another Malach came to tell Sarah she's going to have a child. And a third Malach came to destroy Sodom. But why three? Why do you need three malachim? One malach could have done it all. The Chazal say, no, we see from here that Ein malach echad oseh shtei shlichiyos. One malach doesn't do two things. He doesn't have two different types of shlichus. He doesn't have two missions. Each malach only has one mission. You know, the word malach itself means shliach. It means shliach. In Parshas Chukos, when Klal Yisrael want to pass through Eretz Edom, so they send to Melech Edom, that we suffered in Mitzrayim for many years. And then Vanitzak El Hashem, Vayishma Kolena, Vayishlach Malach, Vayotzienu Mi Mitzrayim. We cried out to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a Malach, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. He sent a Malach? Who's the Malach? So Rashi says, Malach Ze Moshe. Moshe was the Shliach Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim. Malach means a Shliach. Malach means a Shliach because a Malach is all about a Shlichus. Every Malach has a Shlichus. There's one Shlichus. There's one mission. A malach can't have two missions. He only has one mission. A malach is not a multitasker. He's not distracted. A malach remains focused on his mission. That's all he's asked to do. That's all he does. And I think this is a big mussar. This is a big lesson for us. This is something we can learn from a malach. We live in a world with so many distractions. You know, between the WhatsApps and the emails and the texting. There's just so many distractions. Our phones, our computers, technology. There's so many distractions. It's not just technology. The physical world itself, the Olam HaGashmi, is so distracting with all of its taivis, with all of its tanugim, all of its pleasures, all of the desires people have, the desires of the guf. They draw us, and their lures, it's just so impossible, so difficult to stay focused on what we're supposed to be doing. It's so difficult to appreciate and to internalize what is the tachlis achayim, what are we here for? What's our mission here? We become so distracted by the outside world. All these distractions are mafra, they separate between the neshama and the guf. They separate us from atzad ruchni, bein adam lamokom. They separate bein adam lachavero as well. The pasuk says, L'taiva yavakesh nifred. Rabbi Yonah explains, L'taiva yavakesh nifred. Taiva is mafrid between people. No two people have the same taivas. They're all different. People have different drives and desires and taivas, and people want to do different things. Taiva is mafrid between people. It's mafrid between a person and a Kodesh Baruch. It's mafrid between people as well. What's the problem? The problem is, you have so many distractions that we're not present. We're not present, we're not focused on what we're supposed to be doing. We're not focused on the Tachlis HaChaim. Comes the Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur disconnects. Yom Kippur disconnects us from physicality. Yom Kippur disconnects us from technology. And it disconnects us from Gashmias. We abstain from the Chamisha Inuyim. We're like Malachim. We're like Malachim. We behave like Malachim. We dress like malachim because we want to remember this yesod, that each one of us has been sent to this world with a unique shlichus. No one has the same shlichus as someone else, just like no malach has the same shlichus as another malach. We're all sent to this world with a unique shlichus to elevate our own unique neshama, to be mar b'kvot shamayim in our own unique way, to interact with those around us and to elevate them, to be dovek bar Kadosh Baruch Hu, that our neshamas should be dovek bar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us has a unique shlichus. We have to remember that. Yom Kippur is the time that we can hear that message, because we disconnect from the physical world. We're like malachim, so we can internalize the message of a malach. So we have to be focused on our shlichus, the shlichus that we were created for. Not to be Messiah Das. You know, this idea is expressed by the Jerusha on the Torah. The Torah that quotes that Medrash. You know, one line of the Medrash is Ma Malochim Ein Lahem Kfitza Af Yisrael Ein Lahem Kfitza El Omdim Al Raglim. Just like Malochim are not jumping, so to Klal Yisrael Yom Kippur we're not jumping. But rather we're standing on our feet. What does that mean? Says the Jerusha, listen to the Lashon, beautiful Lashon. She'enam mishotetim ona va'ona leilech achar tzorcheim. Klal Yisrael, when it comes Yom Kippur, they're not moving, they're not jumping place to place to satisfy all of their needs. Ela omdim muchonim u'mezumonim lasis v'tzon konim. They're standing prepared and ready to do the Ratzon Hashem. Kamo malachim, just like malachim, ha'omdim tomid al mishmarta, that always are standing on their watch, that are always committed and focused on their shlichus. That's the message of the malach. The message of a Yom Kippur, of dressing up like a malach and acting like a malach, is to remember that each one of us has a very special shlichus that we have to fulfill. Now it's interesting, as the day of Yom Kippur begins to wane, and the Shkia is approaching, the end of the day is approaching, what do we read? We read a haftarah from Sefer Yonah. Sefer Yonah. We know the story of Sefer Yonah. Yonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh. The Machzor then b'tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu forces him. He has to ask him twice. Yonah swallowed by the dove. We know the story. It's a beautiful, nice story. It talks a little bit about tshuva, but why Sefer Yonah? Why is that the parting Kriyas HaTorah, the parting Haftarah? What's the message there? The Vilna Gaon explains that Sefer Yonah is really a mashal. It's a mashal for the neshama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes the neshama, Yukachas Kisei HaKavod, and says, "I want you to go into the world, into the Olam HaGashmi. I want you to connect with the Guf." And the neshama doesn't want to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes the neshama against its will. Says, "It's good for you. Trust me. It's good for you. You should go. You'll see. You'll be able to become pure. By connecting with the guf, you'll become pure. And your spot, tachas kis yachalav, will be better." So the neshama ultimately goes. And it's able to accomplish whatever it accomplishes. The mashal of Sefer Yonah, says the Vilna Gaon, is that every neshama is sent on a mission for this world. We're supposed to purify that neshama. We're supposed to elevate that neshama. We're supposed to use that neshama to be marbe kol shamayim. And that's the message of Yom Kippur in the waning moments. The message that we leave Yom Kippur is to remember that each one of us has a special shlichus, just like a malach. Each one of us has a shlichus that only we can fulfill, a unique shlichus. That's what Sefer Yonah is all about. It's about remembering that our neshamas have been sent to this world. Pure as they are, but they can be elevated even more. That's our mission here. Our mission is to be mezakech our neshamas, to purify our neshamas, and to be marbek for shemayim through our neshamas to the best of our ability. Not just on Yom Kippur, but to remember the message of the malach throughout the year. Throughout the year. That we have to be mindful to be present, bein adam lamakom, to be present bein adam lachavero. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted by all the noise of the world, all the noise of the world around us, but rather we should remain focused on what's really important in life. Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight, the strength, to understand what is the tachlis hachayim. We should taka bizocha, each one of us, should bizocha to gemachas and metova, to ishnas chayim, shalom, a year of health and happiness, and mazel, and broch, and yeshuas, and achonas. Each one of us should be zocha to fulfill his unique mission in life. May this year Tovshin Peidala be the year that we're zocha to see the ultimate Be'ula and the Zinyan by Hashlishi and Peirav Yomim.